Now, on reflection, of course, we decided not to devote this meeting to the public policy questions of immigration. There are organizations better equipped than the Federalist Society to address the particulars of public policy, many of them represented in this room. The Philadelphia Society's role has been to explore the philosophical ground underlying the great questions of the day, with special attention to the differences among various conservative positions. So instead of beginning with immigration policy, we begin with what kind of country are the immigrants coming to? What is special about America is tonight's topic. Tomorrow we begin with the traditions that went into the making of America. We follow it at the first afternoon panel with a discussion of what distinguished observers saw in the American experience. Talk for to Reagan. In the last panel of the afternoon, we asked some very insightful conservatives to comment on the essence of American culture. Only then are we ready to discuss at the Sunday breakfast an application, immigration and the obligations of U.S. citizenship. Now, all of this will help us decide the overall question underlying the Society's 30th anniversary meeting. Is the United States primarily a political idea, however noble, or primarily a people rooted in a particular history? The tension between those positions is hinted at in Michael Oakeshott's helpful distinction between the nomocratic regime and the teleocratic regime, or to translate it into the American experience using Forrest MacDonald's formulation. Between a republic designed to bring about government under the rule of law, thus allowing traditional folkways to flourish, as opposed to a republic designed to achieve a certain kind of society, one based on abstract principles of natural rights or justice or equality. In very general terms, those who advance the people thesis look at the persistence of social mores. They contend that political forms are erected by people who possess a particular spirit and particular customs. In America's case, mores rooted in the Judeo-Christian tradition. They contend that America is the result of an accumulated capital of knowledge and a community of folkways out of which we were formed politically and into which the new citizen is initiated. Those who advance the idea thesis view the American Republic as a modern construction, built in part upon classical models to be ensured, but incorporating the insights of such moderns as Machiavelli and Locke. They tend to look to heroic founders who stride upon history's stage and give us political regimes based on abstract ideals, which ideals in turn shape, to be sure, the lives and destinies of our citizens. Under this formulation, politics is primary. Social mores are incidental. Now, throughout the history of our movement, this debate has joined. The USA, an idea or a people, is our topic tonight, but it is also a question on which the arch-heretic hunter Frank Meyer confronted Walter Burns. It was on this question that Harry Jaffa challenged James J. Kilpatrick and M. E. Bradford. It was on this question that the restless Wilmore Kendall declared an intellectual war, reckless at times, against both Frank Meyer and Russell Kirk, neither of whom agreed on this issue. Nor does the debate subsist solely within the American intellectual right. The British thinker John Gray points out that the liberal assumptions underlying multiculturalism depend on denying the primacy or even the existence of a distinctive American nationhood. Gray describes the liberal conception of an America that is not a nation like any other, having an identity grounded in the contingencies of language and cultural affinity, but an ideological construction whose identity derives from universalist principles. We see then that we've chosen a momentous topic, not a superficial public policy question. one that has enticed our speaker tonight to travel 5,000 miles to address us. John O'Sullivan is editor of National Review. He served previously as associate editor of the London Times, assistant editor of the London Daily Telegraph, and editor of Policy Review. John is closely associated with one of the heroines of the West, Margaret Thatcher, having served as her special advisor when she was prime minister. To discuss what is special about America, we are privileged to have with us the one person in the world to whom Bill Buckley chose to entrust his beloved National Review, John O'Sullivan.